Francis, huh? Francis, huh? Are you there? Ah, oh, my son. Nine, just a bad dream. Yeah, those riots again. I never thought I would see such things on English soil and in a town like Bristol. What time is it? It's grown so dark. 5 o'clock, oh. These long winter afternoons. I allowed myself to sleep a little. But work has to be done before we open again this evening. Nine, I'm not tired. Why should I be tired? I can't remember a time when I have not worked all day, every day. And you and your brother are good workers, too. I couldn't wish for better sons. So, have you rewritten the Hackney pamphlets, And while we are still here in Blackheath, now is the time to put these out. Owing to overwhelming pressure from our next place of exhibition, our extraordinary, illuminating, and educational collection will remain in its present quarters only one more day. Good. Then this one for the next day. Due to the outpouring of public disappointment at the news of our imminent closure and demands too numerous to mention, Tussaud's exhibition will be continued for 2 more weeks only. Works every time. How is my new grandson? A shilling for him. Here am I, 72 years of age, still on the road, still living in lodgings, but with this growing family around me, dear Joseph with his little son, and now you and your first child. I could not be more proud. The family Tussaud, Madame Tussaud and sons, and grandsons. See how that will look on the posters. But more mouths to feed. We need to work hard, my Francison. Hard work. Hard work, it's all I have ever known since I was a little girl. Hard, Uncle. It won't do what I want it to do. Look. Look, it's horrible. It's nothing like an apple. Why doesn't it look like yours? All red and shiny, and you've even got a little stalk and a leaf. I'll never be as good as you. I'm sorry, Uncle Philippe. I know I must practice with patience and not let my temper get the better of my work. But it's so hard, and you make it look so easy. Show me again, Uncle, and I promise I'll work harder. Work harder. I've never told you about those early years in Paris, have I, Francison? Joseph knows all the stories by heart, I should think. One day one of you can write them down. Oh, I'm no writer. Well, you've seen my poor letters. And it takes me too long. I would be dead before I got halfway. You have distinguished grandparents, Francison. Your grandfather was Joseph Groschholz, a name of substance in Germany. He gave his life in the Seven Years' War. A hero. Your grandmother was from what the English call the respectable classes, the daughter of a Swiss clergyman.